Tucker, I guess this first, your initial thoughts of finally signing and what it feels like to be a Winnipeg Jet right now?
You know what? It's pretty awesome. It's just really excited, and, you know, it's kind of a hard thing to explain, and just, you know, thankful for all the people in my life that have, you know, helped me to get to this point. The last few days, so I guess to walk you through it, you know, after, you know, our team, we played BU and we had a tough loss, and for a day or two there, you know, it took me a while, you know, I didn't really want to think about anything else, so then, you know, had a meeting with Chevy and it was real well, it went pretty well, and, you know, I was excited about it, and then the next day I had my MRI, and I wanted to find out with my MRI as far as my shoulders, what I need to do and what my recovery time would be. So once I found that out and found, you know, how fast I could come back, I knew I'd be able to make it back for next season, hopefully. So that was the plan there.
Why was it important for you to sign with this organization? Were some people maybe speculating that you maybe gone to UFA instead?
You know, it's just, you know, I want to be a part of the Jets, you know, with you know, the people they have in place here and the organization and the city. It's something I want to be a part of, and, you know, I'm excited to be part of the future.
Do you know what your recovery time is on the surgery?
They say it's 4 to 6 months, so it's really, you know, depends how things go. You can't really forecast too much in the future, but I should be able to be pretty healthy by the time next season rolls around.
Yeah, what did Kevin tell you in that meeting? What did he kind of talk about next season and what opportunities you have?
He just talked, you know, how they do things. He talked about, you know, Coach Maurice, and he talked, you know, just little things like that as far as their views for me, if the player I've been developing into and to keep developing, and just things like that.
What were the biggest benefits to going back for your junior year? Because I know the Jets were interested in signing it last spring at this time as well.
The biggest, you know, I got a lot of ice time, which is big, and, you know, confidence. I was able to just move pucks around, you know, play with a great group of guys, and, you know, it's just playing hockey, basically. You want to just play more and more of it and just keep developing.
One of the reasons playing with your brother, too, what was that experience like to get to play with him for the first time?
It was awesome playing with my brother. Something I'll never forget, and for a little bit we were partners there, and it's just something you'll never forget, being a hockey player.
Is the injury kind of a double whammy that you missed that big last game at all? An opportunity to sign earlier and for the Jets and maybe get in some games?
Yeah, I don't want to speculate too much as far as the latter part of your question there, but it was definitely tough for me as far as missing the end of our season at UND, and, you know, it's a program I care a lot about, and, you know, I wish I could have been out there, but, you know, we played hard and it just didn't work out in the end.
What excites you about this organization and what you see from the back end that's already there?
Up and down the lineup, there's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of youth as well, and that's something I want to be a part of.
An opportunity to be so close to home.
That's also a huge factor. You know, maybe go home or have my family come up for a day and see them after living away from home and juniors and stuff. It'd be great to see them maybe a couple more times throughout the year.
We've seen you throughout the camps and stuff, but for those folks who haven't seen you play, how would you describe your style, and what maybe area of your game improved the most this year?
As far as my style of play, I guess, you know, maybe like a two-way defenseman, I suppose. I try to be responsible in the D zone and head man pucks, and if there's a shot, I'm going to take it and just try to make the simple play, nothing too fancy.
Tucker, are you able to make a comment just on the news that came out of UND yesterday with the women's program at all? Have you had a chance to really kind of think about that?
I was in Grand Forks yesterday, and, you know, I heard the unfortunate news, and, you know, it's just really a sad situation. You know, my heart goes out to everyone with that program. I've got to know some of the staff and players, and, you know, as a student athlete, you know, they put in so many hours, all student athletes do, but so many hours behind the scenes, and just hard work, and it's just real hard to see.
You met some of the guys already in this room today. I guess it was just a short meeting. Have you seen, met some of who will be your future teammates?
I mean, through development camp, I've met them, but today I just got here probably 10 minutes ago, so it's been kind of moving around quick around here.
You had a bit of a late bloomer. Did that factor in, you know, the Jets showed faith in you as a young player? Did that factor into your decision here at all to sign as well?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess my path, you could say, was a little different than others. But, you know, for me, if you know, one team to believe in you, and that was Winnipeg. It's huge for me just, you know, to try to find a team that, you know, thinks you can be the best player you can be. So that was big for me.
You said you liked a lot of the stuff about the organization and players. Can you give us a couple of examples of what excites you about
them? Just talented guys throughout that I think are going to be good players in this league for a long time, and that's what I want to be a part of. So. Yeah, tomorrow in Grand Forks, and then the next surgery we're not sure on. Could be a couple weeks. We haven't decided on a date, depending on how my body kind of responds to the first one, and take it from there.
Are you going to be able to finish it this
semester
or summer?
I'm on pace to graduate in May. I have a few more tests to take and, you know, some papers to write, but so far my grades have been pretty good, so I should be able to continue on that path. Economics.
Is that important to you too?
Yeah, you know, it's something, you know, especially to, you know, my parents. And when you go to a school, you want to graduate because you want to be in good academic standing for the next kids that come in line. And that's something I wanted to do as far as, you know, leave the program in good hands to where they could, you know, not be any repercussions for a guy not finishing up school.
As a guy from that town, what did it mean to win that national championship? Maybe is after a summer of reflection, and now that that chapter of your life is over.
Yeah, it was. You know, after the loss to BU, I didn't really want to think about hockey too much, and I knew I wasn't going to be playing anytime soon with my shoulders. So it was a tough couple days for me, and, you know, everyone on the team. That's basically it with that. So.
Last couple of weeks there's been a bit of hype about you in this city. I mean, you've heard from some of us by phone and whatnot. I mean, surprise you, or did you kind of expect it?
Well, for me, it's kind of surprising, I guess, you know, I'm not used to the most attention in the world, and, you know, I kind of like, you know, flying under the radar, to be honest. So, you know, I've had a couple of friends on the team that are from Canada, and they tell me little tidbits and stuff. So I've heard a little bit, but at the same time, I kind of like flying under the radar. So.